was puked on one time coming back from Boobies Brewery.
You were puked on?
Yeah, we took one of those fun buses, and it was like a coworker outing, and everyone got ridiculous. Like, we did the feast downstairs in the catacombs. It was, like, absolute craziness. We were coming back, and I'm just sitting in the bus, like, talking to somebody, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, like, someone vomits on me.
Just like, hello,
He sent me flowers, like, 2 days later. I guess that was his apology.
Well, that was classy.
I only ever got puked on once. It was my shoes. So it was good. It was Derek's birthday, and everyone was buying him shots. So I was taking the shots away from him and giving them to his best friend.
best friend.
Who was drinking his shots and Derek's shots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oops.
Wow.
So you kind of deserve that one.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to find some wood to knock on real quick before I see this. But
there's wood here.
I have never been puked on.
Well, are you counting like your own vomit?
Oh no, that does not count. Yeah. That's completely different.
Have you puked on yourself? I've never puked on myself. The few times I've thrown up has been very controlled in a like private place.
I mean, like if it like gets on your face, that technically counts that you puked on yourself. But
I don't think I've
done that either.
I was at a bar a couple blocks from my apartment, and I ran into a girl I went to high school with who I hadn't seen in a long time. And we started drinking and talking, and she kept buying me shots and buying me shots and buying me shots. And then I finally walked home.
You should have passed them off to her best friend.
No.
And I walked home, and I got to, like, the front door of my apartment building, and I started feeling like I was going to puke. And I was like, oh, shit, I need to get to my bathroom. So I opened the door, and I started puking. Like it was coming up, so I actually, like, tilted my head back to keep it in and, like, opened my apartment door. And, like, you know, I know how to get through my apartment without looking, so I'm walking through my apartment with my head tilted back to get to the bathroom. So I get to the bathroom, get over the toilet, and tilt my head forward and let it come out, and the toilet seat was down. And it just splashed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Aww.
You should have just puked in the bush.
You would have been better off.
I think in that situation, I would have just been like, let's go see what the backyard looks like.
Yes.
And you had to clean that up the next morning, too. That's the worst part.
No, the worst part is there's a radiator right next to my bathroom, and it was cold out. And so.
Oh, yes, that is worse.
Yeah.
That's super gross.
They've been around for a long time. Forever.
They've also been flooded how many times?
Yes.
Yeah, well, on the river, you run the risk.
They were recently flooded, like not even 2 years ago.
Yeah, when
totally
we were there, that was, we talked about that for a while, their last. And I guess it was the first time it had happened since those guys were there.
Yes.
And they were like.
And it was a surprise. It was like.
And it,
get
they
out
weren't
now.
Prepared, yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually they said they fill the empty tanks with water so they don't, you know, float so they're not buoyant.
One of them ended up on top of the bar.
They didn't have time.
Because it was empty.
And
the funny thing,
plan in place if that happens.
Yeah. Yes. But they didn't have time to implement
guys,
the plan this time.
Evan and Mark were like, we thought, like, this is the end of the world. Like, it's a catastrophe. And, like, he's like, everybody else is there. It's like, no, this has happened before. Like, we just got to clean up.
This is how it goes.
We'll keep going. And they're like, dude, like, what?
Yeah, I mean, that would be terrifying.
Absolutely.
Absolutely terrifying.
If you came in your fermenters were on top of the bar.
Floating.
You'd be crying.
Oh, shit, that's not supposed to be there.
That's
not
normal. We're serving green beers from now on because the fermenters are on the bar, so you're just going to be
I think you're far enough from the Schuylkill, it's okay.
Yeah, I
think so. Well, the Schuylkill, Delaware.
Yeah,
right
Delaware. Our
Delaware. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I teach the river system.
I was going to say, that's part of your curriculum.
Is it also terrifying?
The Delaware isn't.
Do you have
the Schuylkill is definitely not far away. Damn it.
Delaware? You said Schuylkill again.
I know. I was saying the Schuylkill is definitely far away. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said definitely not far away.
It's actually not
even that far, really. It's
But not as close as the Delaware.
Yeah, it's not a stone's throw away.
You got to watch out for the Hudson, though. I mean, that's.
That damn Nile.
That damn Mississippi. Okay, what's up next?
Yeah.
I'm on an East Bank. I'm on a West Bank.
Jeez.
Some new beers from Appalachian. The first one is Appalachian's Trail Blaze. Blake, sorry. The first one is Appalachian's Trail Blake.
No, it's called Trail Blaze. It's typed wrong.
There's a typo.
It's typed wrong in the document.
I thought it was Blaze, and then it said. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
matter. There's a guy named Blake. He's hiking.
Right. I just like to make Dan edit.
Yep.
The first one.
Sorry.
The